Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
So we touched on it a little bit. What is tapping? Because yeah, when you say it out loud, it's like, oh, I'm tapping on my face. It's like, okay. But yeah, can you describe what's actually going on? What is tapping and what's actually going on there?
Yeah, absolutely. So tapping is based on acupuncture. So for thousands of years in Chinese medicine, they've said there's this flow of energy through the body along these pathways that are called meridians. And when this energy is flowing naturally, we experience our natural state of health and well-being physically and emotionally. When this energy gets stuck or disrupted in some way, we don't feel so good. We don't think as clearly, we don't make the best choices. And this can have all kinds of unfortunate consequences for our lives. So in traditional Chinese medicine, the doctor would stick needles in these key points to stimulate that healthy flow of energy. And around 1980 or so, a psychologist named Dr. Roger Callahan was working with this woman with a lifelong water phobia. And having expanded his horizons and taken other classes, he was learning acupressure. And thought, oh, maybe I can help her with the knot in her stomach that comes up around water. And was tapping under her eye, which is a key point for the stomach meridian. And not only did the knot in her stomach disappear, but her water phobia did. So we thought, wow, that's interesting. Started experimenting with different patients and came up with these different algorithms of these key points that are used in acupuncture around the face and torso. And within a year, he put himself out of business because all of his patients who were coming to him on a weekly basis were like, hey, fine, see ya. So he started teaching this. And one of his first students was Gary Craig. And Gary had his degree in engineering from Stanford. So he's looking at these different algorithms that you had to come up with these different points for different issues, and said, well, rather than spending time figuring out which different sequences, why don't we just tap all of the points in one sequence and simplify it? And so we called that simplified version emotional freedom techniques, or EFT. So that's what we're doing. And so based on acupuncture, but we have a growing body of modern scientific research showing that it is a profound tool for downregulating stress. It helps to balance out the nervous system. So when you consider that most, if not all of the issues that bother us physically and emotionally are either caused by or at least worsened by stress, then you can see that having a simple technique for downregulating stress can be very beneficial in pretty much any area of life.
Yeah, that was going to be a big part of my question today, which was about the nervous system, because as a meditation teacher, I can sort of see that it's an amazing, well, I don't want to use the word hack, that sounds inappropriate, but an amazing tool is probably but it is a bit of a hack, because it's so simple, and it's like so shortcutty. So again, hack does come to mind, but a tool, because it brings you back into the present moment, but then also like you're there's a whole bunch of stuff around the meridians that you've just described, but from a meditation teacher's perspective, like I'm just coming back into the present moment and I'm being present to me, and there's probably something that's arise that's driven me to be present to me, that I'm meeting my needs. And then, yeah, just the emotional regulation that comes from that, from just coming back into the present moment, and also the embodiment of it, because it's like my fingers and my face, you know, it's like I'm connecting back to my body rather than being all drawn up into the head. And, you know, sometimes I see the head as this like syringe thing, like all the liquids just get sucked up into the brain and they're all just up there. It's like, come on, just push it back down. Just push it back down, please. And so, you know, a practice like this can be super useful. Now, one of the key things before I have a tendency to get excited and carried away down trains of thought. So, you know, the freedom in EFT, what are we trying to free ourselves from?
Well, so the basic idea of emotional freedom techniques is that we often don't feel free around. Our emotions take us over. I get trapped in anger. I get trapped in sadness. And so I'm in a particular situation and I don't have the freedom to feel the way I want to. I'm forced to feel a certain way because of the old programming that I have. You know, I was talking to a client earlier and talking about how she feels when someone behaves in a certain way. I was like, okay, well, so your happiness is then dependent upon this person changing. You're not free. You're not emotionally free until because your feeling is based on what someone else is doing or what life is doing to us. So, and it's not bad or stupid. It's not a judgmental thing. It's just allowing ourselves to recognize I've been taught to feel certain things. And, you know, it's like I'm in a certain situation, I'm given a menu of emotions that I can feel in this moment. And there's one item on the menu. I can only feel fear. I can only feel resentment. I can only feel. And so what we're doing with the tapping is because these emotions are in our bodies, they're feelings, and it's a stress response. Our brain is telling us you have to feel this way based on our programming. So the tapping helps to calm down that emotional and physical response such that, oh, there's a lot more items on the menu now. And, oh, look, joy's back on the menu. Gratitude is back on the menu. And even though this person might be a jerk to me, it's like I still have the freedom to feel how I want to feel because I'm up to stuff. I'm here to do something in this world, and I can't wait for 8 billion other people to all become perfect and not distract me and cause me to feel certain things. I want to be able to be in the place where I can do and be and feel what I want so that I can create what I want.
I think that's so profound, the description of, and as you're describing it, I can visualize it. There's like a contraction that we have when we're in a I don't want to say compromised, but a jacked state where the nervous system is jacked, we're slightly stressed, or we're in anger. And anger is one that I'm familiar with. Like all the other options dissolve. And you're kind of in this, and it literally, as you describe, like where we're at in this conversation, I see it as a contraction when you can just tap yourself into more openness and more freedom. And from that point, you know, you've actually got more choice as to which state you actually want to operate from.
Emotional freedom is the freedom to make better choices. Because most of the choices that we're making on a daily basis are done unconsciously, and they're based on how we feel. I want to feel better. I have programming that tells me this will make me feel better, whether that's eating a box of donuts or saying something really nasty to somebody and just indulging in self-righteousness and all of these things. And they're absolutely unhealthy behaviors, but we don't, in that moment, it's like, okay, I know that there are going to be consequences to pay later on in my body, in my relationships, in society, whatever it might be. I can't deal with that right now. I have to deal with the immediate thing right now. And my programming tells me that this is the appropriate response, even if I can objectively say it's completely unhealthy.
Yeah.
So it's giving ourselves that freedom to make better choices. And when we make better choices, we get better results.
I hope you're thoroughly enjoying this moment from a full-length podcast we've got here on The Inspired Evolution. If you are intrigued and so-called, check out the full episode to where you're listening to this podcast now.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel. A pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us.
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.